This is Dakota Datebook for February 21st. Granville, North Dakota, recorded an 83-degree rise in temperature on this date in 1918, one of the most extreme temperature changes ever recorded. In only 12 hours, the temperature climbed from 33 below zero to 50 degrees above zero. The 83-degree swing was only one example of extreme temperature changes caused by a phenomenon known as Chinook winds. Chinook winds occur when eastern moving winds bump up against the Rocky Mountains. The winds lose moisture during the impact, usually resulting in snowfall on the western side of the mountain range. The lighter air then begins to move up and over the mountains and will descend rapidly down the eastern slope, heating up as they go due to a process known as adiabatic heating. Once the fast-moving air reaches the arid central plains, it spreads out in a strong, warm wind with the ability to rapidly vanquish winter temperatures and melt deep snowpack. French explorers first noticed the phenomenon in the early 19th century and named the winds after the northwestern Chinook tribe. Ironically, the word Chinook literally translates to snow eaters. First used to describe the Native American tribe that would eat snow during the winter months. It also fits the warm Chinook wind that quickly melts snow and ice as it moves east across the plains. Although southern Alberta remains the area most susceptible to the Rocky Mountain Chinooks, the northern plains of Montana, Wyoming, and North and South Dakota are also affected. In 1943, the temperature in Spearfish, South Dakota rose 45 degrees in just 2 minutes, only to drop 58 degrees in 27 minutes just a few hours later. During Chinook events, winds can reach up to 140 miles per hour, the same force experienced during a Level 4 hurricane. Chinooks are not confined to North America. The same weather pattern occurs under different names around the globe. In Poland, they are referred to as Halny Wiatr, and in Argentina, as Zonda Winds. Whatever their name, most North Dakotans welcome the warm respite during the cold winter months. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jamie Jobe. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.